I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, a proposed copper mine in the Upper Peninsula is one step closer to receiving state funds. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced a $1.3 billion investment to support local and regional food systems. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. A proposed copper mine in the Upper Peninsula is one step closer to receiving $50 million in state funds. IPR climate reporter Izzy Ross has the latest. A Suksun language game is quickly gaining recognition since its release in 2023. KBBI's Jamie Deep has more on the game's development that teaches children around the world about Suksun culture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced a $1.3 billion investment to support local and regional food systems. According to the agency, it builds upon the department's previous investments in the Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement and Local Food for School programs. This round of funding was announced in October and will allow states, territories, and federally recognized tribes to purchase wholesome, locally produced foods for distribution within their communities to emergency food providers, school, and child care centers. I'm Jill Freitas.